Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
It's been a big week, huge week. My 6-year-old has started trying new things. Now, okay. I know what you're thinking. Oh, like vegetables and fruits. Not really.
I was going to say like jumping or like, you know, stealing cars. No. Or, you know, chasing the dog or something like that.
Oh, she's always chasing the dog. She's not stealing cars, thank God.
Not yet. So right. No, she's a good girl.
She's not. Anyway.
Yes.
Is there a mainstream food that you have never tried? Because my daughter is so difficult. She refuses to eat or try most foods. And I was shocked the other day because, as always, I said when we were out having lunch, you know, she was eating her usual hot dog.
Yeah.
Because she's, you know, down to 5 things. Hot right. dog, little muffins,
there was
strawberries.
There was a time that you told me, maybe 6 to 9 months ago, that she had never had a vegetable in her life.
She never had a vegetable. The other day, she put a Brussels sprout in her mouth and promptly spit it out. But to me, as a mom, that was a win.
Right.
Because at least I got it in her mouth. So I was shocked when she said that she would, in fact, try ketchup. So I said, just try the ketchup.
Yeah.
Just try it. Yeah. If you don't like it, you don't have to have it. So she did.
So what does the ketchup taste like?
It tastes like little cold candy.
Like candy?
Yeah, like cold little candy.
Cold candy. Do you like it?
Mm-hmm.
It's good. You try something new, right?
Yeah.
Tastes like cold little candy.
Now,
that's what ketchup tastes like.
You're just going to be careful with this, though, because so my uncle-in-law had a thing with this, with ketchup when he was younger. He put ketchup on everything after he started eating ketchup. And it, like, burned his tongue. He used that much ketchup. Don't let that become a thing in your house, Anna.
I was just excited that she tried something new. But
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I think that this happens to a lot of people. You were like, when was the first time you had ketchup? You don't remember because you were probably a child, right? But there's some things that you see that you have such an aversion to that you never want to have it. I've never had meatloaf. Never. Something about it grosses me out. It gives me the ick.
I mean, what? You like meatballs?
I like meatballs. I don't want it in a loaf.
It's just a real large meatball.
Nope.
Yeah.
To me, it seems so different. And I saw like something about it. Just, I can't do it.
Really?
Yes.
No, I love that.
Is there anything that you've never tried, Raven? A mainstream food that you just refuse?
I mean, I don't want to mess with anything that I can see its eyeballs, right? So, like, I mean, like squid or anything like that when I was younger, especially. You know, you would go to the seafood department and you would see that stuff, and I don't want to mess with anything like that.
But right? Don't you have fried calamari?
I do. Now.
So now you're good with eating the squid?
I love it, you know? But, I mean, if it was staring back at me when I picked it up from the plate, I wouldn't do it, right? I've adapted a little bit.
Jake, what's the mainstream food that you've never tried?
You know what, to be honest, I'm a foodie, and I think the only thing mainstream that I probably have never had pesto.
Pesto. I think that it turns a lot of people off because it's green and the way it looks.
Sure.
It's delicious.
Yeah. When there's just the right amount. When there's too much, it can be a little bit too much for me. I'm kind of like, I don't need all that. Yeah. When it's just the right amount, though, I'm good.
When you add a little bit of cream, which I can't do anymore because my dietary restrictions, it is the most delicious. We have a dish at my dad's restaurant called the Christopher Colombo. It's Christopher Colombo. It's named after Christopher Columbus.
Yeah, I would have figured.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's fresh pappardelle with a pesto cream sauce,
uh-huh,
with sun-dried tomatoes and fresh grilled chicken. It is fantastic.
It does sound good.
See? Wouldn't you want to try that?
You can't eat it anymore.
No, I can't. But I had it
terrible
for many, many years until the situation. Wouldn't you want to try something like that?
It is
green, though.
Good.
Yeah, he's like, yeah. He's like, you know, is that cooking right now? Is that in the kitchen? Okay, let's try that. Right.
So order yourself a Christopher Colombo.
So what does the ketchup taste like?
It tastes like little cold candy.
It was a mom win. My 6-year-old tried ketchup for the very first time.
That's like her, you know, basically eating vegetables. I mean, however you can get them in that body, right?
Right.
It's a tomato.
Mm-hmm.
It's tomato adjacent.
I've never had meatloaf before. We were talking about it. And up until a couple years ago, I had never had broccoli. And I remember, Raven, you made me try broccoli on the air. You microwaved it. and it was disgusting.
You got to steam it. A little bit of butter and salt. Delicious.
But now I've learned how to make it correctly. I use oil, a lot of salt, and air fry it.
Oh, okay. So you're doing it crispy. Yeah, that works too.
But there's some things you just never try. Catherine.
I have never tried one of those acai bowls. Is that how you say it?
Acai bowl.
It's not how you say it.
No?
Acai.
Acai.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Are those the same thing?
Yes. Acai.
Terrible.
Bowls. Yeah, I don't know what you're saying. They're good. My daughter lives on them from the local Sobo place. It's spelled A-C-A-I. That's why.
Wow.
That's like the poke bowls where you say, some people say poke bowls. Some people say poke bowls. Yeah. Some people say poke.
Okay.
Yeah, it's one of those things. All of a sudden, we became so worldly in our thing. It was acai.
I was
going to
say.
It was like,
I wouldn't have guessed that. I'm with you. That's like ake. All right. Ake. Give me one of them ake bowls.
It's like ice cream. They call it like smoothie bowls, but really it's just ice cream.
Right. We're getting fancy over here.
Yeah.
Kevin, give us a food that everybody's eaten. Everybody but you, of course.
I know this is weird, but have you ever met people that when they look at like a honeycomb shape, it freaks them out? I have a similar thing with spaghetti, of all things. Like when I see that pile of spaghetti, it just, I don't know, there's some like switch that happens mentally where I can't deal with it. It's too slimy, it's messy, and it's got this weird sort of nest looking thing. I don't know, I just freak out. I can't do it.
So you don't eat spaghetti? You've never had spaghetti?
Can't do it. Never had spaghetti. I can do other pastas, but not spaghetti. Yeah.
Well, it's obviously a pile of worms. That's why it's bothering me.
Yeah, there it is.
I was on a kick for a few weeks. Every other week, I was making a small ham for me and Paul. And
great pricing this time of year. Love the small
so
ham.
It's so inexpensive.
Oh, yeah.
They have the little ones. It's perfect for the two of us. Leftovers. That has nothing to do with anything. He said to me the last time, he's like, did you ever think that this looks like skin? And the minute he said that, I said, what? He's like, it looks like we're eating skin. Flesh. I can't do it.
Now you can't eat ham.
I can't.
Come on.
I don't know. It bothers me all of a sudden. Like, why did he say that? Why? I love ham. I love ham sandwiches. I love fresh ham cut like that. Why would he do that to us?
I don't know.
Oh.
He's got a creepy mind. He doesn't have a room that locks downstairs that you have no idea what's in it, right?
No.
Okay, good.
Gross, though. I didn't let him cut it. I cut it myself. Catherine, what is the mainstream food that you've never had before?
A fish fillet sandwich from McDonald's.
Oh.
I can't do fish like that. I like my fish with either bones in it or fresh out of the water. It's just something about it that I can't even look at it. I don't want to smell it. I don't want to be anywhere near it. It's like
how
fish
funny.
Sticks. And, ugh.
How funny. I'm the opposite. Right, like if you fry it, I'd be barely even recognize it as fish. I'll eat anything.
It's nostalgia
for me. But
my grandfather, he's passed away now. But every Friday during Lent, my mom would take my grandfather to McDonald's to get the filet-o-fish sandwich, and he loved it. And he would be so excited. And then he started having two. He would get two of the filet. And I don't know, the excitement all around it. Oh, it was good stuff.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.